Today's daf in Yerushalmi Brachot is daf Mem Gimel, and we're holding a little bit before in Reb Chiya Barva b'shem Reb Yochanan. So now we've been talking about the question about things that were ground up and so on. How about things that were either cooked or things that were boiled for a long time or things that were pickled? So Reb Chiya Barva b'shem Reb Yochanan says, Zayit kavush omer ala gori priya itz. So if you have kovush is pickled, and the din is that kovush has exactly the same din as mevushal does. So he says the halacha over there is that nonetheless, the zayit is still a bori priya itz, and it's not considered to be something entirely different. Now this would imply that it would be exactly the same din if it had been mevushal. And indeed, the Gemara is going to compare the various shitot, even though some people spoke about mevushal and some people spoke about shaluk. So Rabbi Binyamin Bar Yefet argues, and he actually quotes Rabbi Yochanan as saying that a yerek shaluk, now shlika, is stewed in English. So it's very cooked so that it's actually lost its tzura. And he says that there you would say, Shehakol niye bidvaro. Now that might mean that it's because it's fallen apart, and therefore it's considered to be a lot worse than just plain mevushal. In fact, we have a Mishnah that seems to prove Rabbi Binyamin Bar Yefet's quote, that Yerek Shaluk is not considered to be Hadam anymore. Because in the Mishnah, in Pesachim, it's talking about the din of moror. What things can you use for moror? So it says over there, you can use the vegetables, whether they're dryish or whether they're fresh, but certainly not kivushin, and certainly not shilukin, and not even mevushalim. Now, im be'inane, adam yotzei be'em yedei chovato be'pesach. If, in fact, however, it would be considered to be unchanged, the way that Reb Chiya Barva was claiming, that it's still a bori priya etz on a zayit, so it should still be moror on a vegetable, why would a person not be yotzei his chova on Pesach? So it seems clear that, indeed, they're no longer considered vegetables. Omer Rebbe Zera, oh, please. Man yada mishman in Rebbe Yochanan Yaud. Excuse me. First of all, how can you claim that Rebbe Binyamin Bar Yefet is the one that was quoting Rebbe Yochanan properly? I ask you, who do you think knows better to quote Rebbe Yochanan to understand him properly? Would you say it's Reb Chiya Barva, or would you say it's Rebbe Binyamin Bar Yefet? This seems to be the correct yourself. So would we not agree that it's Rebbe Chiya Barva, who was known to be very carefully medayik in the words of Rebbe Yochanan, and he used to review his entire learning in front of Rebbe Yochanan, everything that he had learned from him for the 30 days, and that way he was able to recheck it. So he was much, much more careful to get things right. And therefore, it's unlikely that Rebbe Binyamin Bar Yefet is right. Not only that, v'od min hada, min madan al chamin rabbonin rav ravaya lon lav rayada. We see many times that you see very great rabbonin, and they go in for the avelim, and they eat there, and they create the meal for the avelim, which is called the Sudat Avra'ah Avrayata. And what they do is they take nas min turmasin uvorchen aleihem bo priya adam. Now a turmus, by definition, is like is full, they call it. It's like very large, the Egyptian bean, which is impossible to eat unless it's completely shaluk, and it has to be boiled, and it has to be boiled seven times, the Gemara says elsewhere. So if they say a bori priya adam, I mean, aren't turmasin shaluk like the more than anything else? And therefore, you see that bori priya adam is still the correct bracha, like Reb Chiya Barva says. Now, in Tamar, what you might say, therefore, is that the Mishnah about moror is definitely a raya, not like Reb Chiya Barva. I will simply tell you that there's absolutely no connection. Because to deal with moror, you're dealing with the question of the taste of moror, not with the question of whether it's bori priya adam, and therefore shanya yi she'amra Torah mirorin. I mean, the whole idea is that it has to be bitter. Something that's been cooked for a long time is no longer bitter. And that's a different issue, which has nothing to do with its bracha in terms of being a vegetable. And on the contrary, the turmasin that we're talking about over here, the only way in which you could eat them is when you do shlita. So that's what makes them vegetables to make a bor priya adama. But that's exactly what makes them unusable for marar, because the whole point of the cooking them is the bata maratan, right? So, exactly, something that was good for marar loses its mirror root when it's boiled, and something which is inedible gains its edibility by losing its marasa. And therefore, if anything, the two sugyas are on opposite ends of the spectrum. So now, the assumption here, of course, was that Rabbi Chiya bar Va and Rabbi Binyamin bar Yefet are saying contradictory things, and therefore we're trying to figure out, so which one do you think Rabbi Yochanan really said? But there is big difference between them, and we could actually square the two. Omer Rabbi Yossi bar Rabbi Yochanan v'lo peligin. There's no argument between them, because the point is that the Zayit that we were talking about, that was Kovush, the Zayit itself, al yedeshet ha'koli achel chai, without being kovush, people do eat olives, correct? And therefore, you have not turned it into something that is now edible by doing the kvisha. It's an olive. It's either a pickled olive or a regular olive, and that doesn't change anything. And because of that, even though afal pi shekovush, it's still considered to be be'en, and it's the same as it ever was. Masha inkein, a normal yerek, which is something that is eaten, like a pea or something like that, its derech is that when you boil it up to the extent that you're sholeg it, it's nishtaneh. So kivan sholeko nishtaneh, it seems to be something completely different than what it was. And therefore, it's not a bor priya adama. And therefore, the bracha would be shako, and everybody could agree to that. And it would be no contradiction whether Rabbi Yochanan said both of those statements. Now, the Mishnah continued on to say that the only yotze min haklal is pot, because on pot you say amotzi lechem min haaretz and you ignore the grain. Rabbi Yaakov bar Acha Omar, there's a machlokes between Rabbi Nechemia and the Rabbanan about what that bracha is. So Rabbi Nechemia says the bracha on bread is amotzi lechem min haaretz, and amotzi is the idea that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be bringing out fully formed bread, which is going to be the case. Leti levo Rabbanan Amri, motzi lechem min haaretz. It's not hamotzi. Motzi is mashma that was already brought out. So then HaKadosh Baruch Hu had given that type of bread before the kilkul of Adam HaRishon, and therefore there was a need to make the bread b'zeh tapecha. So bread used to be exactly what we're dreaming of in the future. Atan ilan pal gevatan ki ilan pal gevatan, which means that these two shitot over here in this machlokas are actually parallel to the two shitot in the following machlokas, because we were talking about turnips. In Lefet, there's a machlokas between Rabbi Chanina bar Yitzchak and Rabbi Shmuel bar Ami. And the question is, why do we call a Lefet a Lefet? So Chadomar, the name Lefet means la pat. It is not a big challah of bread, which is lo pat hayeta, wasn't something like this once upon a time, fully grown bread that had grown out of the ground. What a shame that all we're left with is turnips. Chranama lefet is lo pati atida liyot, is this not going to one day turn into something that is choshev like a blachbania? After all, does it not say yeet pisat bar? Pisat bar would mean a piece of bread the size of a fist, ba'aretz barosh harim, which implies that ultimately, in the world of tikkun, there will be bread that is growing the size of a fist, which is the size of a lefet. And therefore it's saying, is this not going to be pot one day? So this seems to be exactly the same machlokas, because if you hold that it's a reference to what once was, then that's the sheet of the Rabbanan, that it used to be in Gan Eden that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was motzi pot of this type. Whereas if you hold that it's talking about the future, then it's going like Rabbi Nechemia, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to one day be motzi lechem min haaretz like this. Rabbi Yirmiyah Baruch Kami Rabbi Zeira Hamotzi Lechem Min Haaretz Hakalsi. So Rabbi Yirmiyah actually said the bracha in front of Rabbi Zeira, and he said Hamotzi Lechem Min Haaretz, and Rabbi Zeira said, "Wonderful, wonderful, very impressive." What? Ma? Rabbi Nechemia? I don't understand. How could he be noheg like Rabbi Nechemia if that's yochid connected the Rabbanan, when the klal always says yochid v'rabim alocha k'rabim? And how in the world would Rabbi Zeira have said that's very impressive? anything, it's against the din. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Nechemiah and Rabbi Zeira held that the Rabbanon didn't disagree about whether it's right, what your Yotze, if you say Hamotzi, they understand that you have to say, according to Rabbi Nechemiah, Hamotzi and not Motzi, because Shalola Arev Roshe Otiyot. If you end up saying, Baruch Ata Hashem, Elokeinu Melech HaOlam Motzi, so then the mem of HaOlam and Motzi end up very often becoming one word. So you're going to be connecting Motzi, HaOlam Motzi, HaOlam Motzi. And therefore, it's much better to say HaMotzi, because that way you're being koveyad in a way that the pronunciation is going to be correct. Whereas the Rabbanan say, look, that doesn't make the bracha wrong. You could say motzi and be careful. And we're not going to change the nusach of the bracha because of that. So that would mean that if you say hamotzi, everybody agrees that you're yotze. And the question was only whether you could say motzi. Well, if that's the case, obviously, if you want to be yotze all of the days, then it's a very good idea to say Hamotzi, because there's nobody would hope that you're not Yotze with Hamotzi. And that's exactly what Rabbi Zeira understood his cheshbon was in saying it that way, and that's why he said, I'm very impressed. Says the Gemara, well, if that's the case, in Miata, if you're telling me that the reason that Rabbi Nechemiah says that you say Hamotzi is only to make certain that the pronunciation will be correct, then why isn't Rabbi Nechemiah arguing also about the whole thing? He should have said Hamotzi Lechem Min. No, Lechem Min is one word also. So you should have said Hamotzi Lechem Hamin Oretz, in order again, Shalola Arev Etodio, because you don't want to be Machaber the Mem with the Lechem to the Mem of the Min, right? So everybody agrees that you certainly don't say that. Therefore, there must be another reason that we're worried about it, and not because of the mixture of the letters. Now, obviously, we're not suggesting that you seriously should have said Hamotzi Lechem Hamin Oretz, because it doesn't mean anything. That's just silly. But the point would be that in exactly the same way that you understand, there's no way to avoid completely situations where people are just going to have to be careful how they pronounce things in order to avoid Yeruvot Yod. So then what's the point of changing the Nusach of the Baruch to avoid Yeruvot Yod if two words later you're already once again going to bump into the same problem? That's what he's saying. Okay, so therefore that can't really be the reason. So let's go actually be mefarish like this. I'll die to the Rebbe Nechemiah, who holds that you have to say Hamotzi in order to, as we originally said, that must be the pshat, in order to talk about Lechem that will be in the future. So then, if that's the case, would you not have to say Haborei Priyagefen in the same way, to be Merames, that ultimately the Yayin will come directly from the earth? I mean, doesn't it say, after all, Yitfu Harim Asis, so that there's going to be actual wine flowing down the mountain? So why wouldn't we do that? And that would be the same machlokes. So Rabbi Nechemiah would say Habore, and according to Rabbanan, we would say Bore Priyagefen. A general question, Rabbi Zrik and Omar, that Rabbi Zeira asks, the case where you have the Nasaf Trumasim of Orecholoye, where somebody has a plate of the very things we were talking about before, the Turmasim. He's got this food, and he planned to complete the whole, he was going to eat the whole thing for his Suda. And he takes these Turmasim, the Nasaf Turmasim, and he says a bracha, and then it falls. And he can't eat it because it's filthy. So what's the deal? Does he make another bracha on whatever was left in the plate since he couldn't take the turmas that he had picked up? In other words, do we say that even though one's intent is to eat many turmas, the bracha that he's making is on the turmas that he intends to eat now, and the mela once he makes a bracha on that? So then if that bracha works, then all the turmas do not require another bracha. But if that bracha doesn't work, and that bracha ends up basically being levatola, because, I mean, the turmas fell out of his hands. He never ends up eating it. and his intent was to be mevorach on that one, then perhaps he needs to make a bracha on whatever is left. Or is the point that when you make a single bracha on a plate of tourmaline, basically the bracha is chal directly on all the tourmaline, and if something falls out of your hands, what's the difference? You still have made the bracha on the plate of tourmaline. That's the Gemara. That's a strange question. Why would you ask that? What's the difference between a case of that, Rabbi Noam, levain a case where you have a water fountain, right? And the water is flowing. So when you make the bracha, the water that is in front of you as it's flowing is not the water that you're going to be drinking, correct? So nonetheless, you make that bracha on the water that flows, and then you drink. So even though the original water is the equivalent of the original turmus that fell on the ground and is no longer recuperable, and you're not going to be eating it, nonetheless, you continue to drink all of the water that's coming along, because the understanding was that the bracha you're making is on all the water. I mean, did you ever see anybody making a bracha on the water every time new water appears in front of them? So then why is the turmus any different than that? I mean, this is one of the simplest halakhas in the world. Every child knows. Answers the Gemara Amarin, what they say is that over there, Taman, by the case where you have the water fountain, so there the person initially understands that he's baking a bracha clearly on the water that's not going to be there, because that's what he wanted to do. He wanted to make a bracha on the water that would appear afterwards. But over here, in the case of the turmas, his intent was to eat that turmas. He certainly didn't think the turmas were going to fall down, get dirty, and be impossible to eat. And therefore, that was most definitely not his initial intent. Tani Rabbi Chiya. Now, there's a brayta brought by Rabbi Chiya about the suffix that Rabbi Zeira raised. It says in the brayta, "Ein mevorchin al pot ela b'sha'ashu hu pores." In other words, as he's cutting the pot, not afterwards, he makes the bracha. Because if he cut the pot, and then he goes in and made the bracha, then the bracha would be on that piece. In which case, if anything happened to it, it would end up being a bracha levatala. So if he says the bracha on the entire loaf of bread, so then it won't matter what happens. Therefore, you should always be mevorech while you're cutting it, and that way it means that you're making the bracha on the whole thing. Amar b'chir b'afa, ada amra, well, I mean, the implications of that is that if somebody is holding an entire loaf of bread, so on the nasvi gula, umavorechuya, he makes a bracha and a piece falls, and lo atibiyade, tzarech uvorecha aluye zimantinyana. In that case, if he's unable to find the bread, lo atibiyade, for maybe it's too dirty and he's not able to use the bread, but the point is, he has to be mavorech a second time for the other pieces, because that wasn't his das lechatchila. Because that's exactly what the implications are on the din that the brayta of Rabbi Chiya said. Because, I mean, if you're telling me that even though it's cut up, that the din is that you're mevorech on the whole thing, so then why are we choshesh that if the poros before the bracha case is lost, the first piece is lost, that you're not going to be able to say on the rest of it? Must be that indeed you need to be mevorech a second time. Amar Rabbi Tarkon bar Yudan, the point over here is that where you may, whatever the case would be, where you did make a bracha, and that bracha ended up being useless, Sarich lomar baruch shem kevod malchuto leolam va'ed, shulazkir shem shamayim levatala. Basically, wherever you said a bracha levatala, so you should certainly say baruch shem kevod malchuto leolam va'ed, because initially you were mevorech, you said the Shem Shamayim for no purpose. And therefore, at least when you talk about the Haskaras Hashem, and you say Baruch Shem Vod Malchuso, so then that means that the Shem was not completely levatola. Now obviously, that doesn't change the fact that it was a Baruch levatola. That has nothing to do with it. You're not allowed to make a Baruch levatola, not because of Haskaras Hashem, but simply you're not allowed to make a bracha levatala where you're being mevorech on something that is not what Chazal was koveya, that is carries the kayach of the bracha. That you're not addressing by saying baruch shem kevod malchuto le'olam va'ed at all. The only thing that you are addressing is the saying the shem Hashem. That's all. Rabbi Chiya bar Rava b'shem Rabbi Yochanan Zayit kavu shomer alav borei priya eitz. Rabbi Binyamin bar Yafet b'shem Rabbi Yochanan Yerek shaluk omer alav shakol niyeh bidvoro. Amar Rabbi Shmuel bar Rav Yitzchak matnita mesaya the Rabbi Binyamin bar Yafet. Because it says over there about Morar that you're not Yotze with Morar that is Kivushin or Shlukin or Mivushalim. And if the din was Be'ainanhin, then why wouldn't Adam Yotze Midei Chovato BePesach? Amar Rabbi Zeira. Well, first of all, I ask you, Man Yada Mishma Min Rabbi Yochanan Yot, who would you trust, huh? Rabbi Chiya Barva or Rabbi Binyamin bar Yafet? Obviously, Rabbi Chiya Barva, correct? Not to mention the fact, Rodi Min Ara, you can prove like Rabbi Chiya Barva, Bimada Anan Chamin, Rabbon and Rav Ravaya, Alon Lav Rayata, and usually they give, in the Ovel's house, they give turmis in Armin, they give eggs, but the idea is something large and round, you know, and they're mevorchen aleihem borei pri adama. Now, turmesin are obviously shlukin, or they wouldn't even be edible. And nonetheless, we're mevorchen aleihem borei pri adama. So that shows Rabbi Chiya Barva is right. So in Tamar, if you're going to tell me, and what about the Mishnah, Lagabi Moror, I will tell you that Shanya. Because where the Torah says Mirorin, it has to be Morora that you lose. Mashenke, the Tormasin, if that's the Girsa. Or Morora that you had Chokan, Batla Mororotan, and that's the easiest explanation. Omer Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yovan, Velo Pligan. Actually, there's no machlokas between Rabbi Yovan, Rabbi Yom, Rabbi Yevet Zayin, Ayidei, Shedakole Achel Chai, Afa Pishe Kavush Beinohu. Whereas a Yerek, given Shilako, Nishtana, Chutz min Hapat, Rabbi Yaakov Aracho, Amar Yitpalgo, and Rabbi Nechemin Rabbonon, as to what the Brocha is. Rabbi Nechemin Amar HaMutzi Lechem in Oretz, Rabbonon Amar HaMutzi Lechem in Oretz. So, Ati Elin Pagvata, Kino Pagvata, which is the meaning of the word Lefet. So, Rabbi Chanino Bar Yitzchak, Shul Barim Yargim, Chanomar Lefet means low pot. In what sense? That lo pat hayata, before the kilkel and gan eden, is just as big as this lefet. Look what we're left with. Echorono amar, lefet is lo pat yatida liyod. You don't think that the pot is going to be this size? Doesn't it say, yipisat bar baaretz berosh harim? So that's exactly the question about whether the bracha would be a reference to the future, reference to the past. Rabbi Yirmiyah Baruch Komi Rabbi Zira HaMotzi Lechem Min Haaretz. And Rabbi Zira says that's great. What? Zira said that's great. Ma, Rabbi Nechem is a Das Yochid. What's the point? Well, you need to understand. The only reason Rabbi Nechem said HaMotzi. Yishalol HaRev Roshei HaOtiyot to say, to put it together, HaOlam Motzi. Okay, so then if that's the case, so then actually, there's no real problem about whether you'd be Yotze. If you say Hamotzi, everybody agrees you'd be Moda. So he figured, okay, be Yotze Kule Shites. He says the Gemara Miata that the Tam is because of Yuv Otiot. So then, would you tell me that you should say Hamotzi Lechem Hamin Haaretz to make sure you're not Marev Roshe Otiot, which is obviously ridiculous? So what's the point? We're not going to be able to avoid it. So al daite de Rabbi Nechemia, who says it has to be hamutz, meaning latid lavot, so then on wine you'd have to say habore briagef, because of the yayin that is going to be, yeah, they're dripping, yitfu el rimasis. Al daite de Rabbonon, you say habore briagef, and Rabbi Zrikan Amar. Rabbi Zeira asked the question about the turmesin, on the nas of turmasa, and his mevorach aluye, before he gets a chance to pop it into his mouth, nafamine. So, ma'u mirvacha Allah zvantinyana. So, do we say that he was mevorach on the entire plate or not? So, ma'abi, no, vena mata ma'im, where by definition, and the water is flowing. Amrin taman lakak, even daitam itchiva bram hacha. Certainly, lo lakach kivein da'at al-mitchila. Tani Rabbi Chiya. Ein mevorchin al hapat, ela b'sha'ah shehu poreis. So Reb Chiya Bar Abba says, you see, hada amra, that somebody was not savigul mevorech eluye, and before he was able to eat it, lo ati biyade, for it was dirty, he couldn't eat it or it disappeared, said, tzorech mevorech eluye zvantinyanat. Amra b'tanchum bar yudan. But in that case, tzorech lomar baruch shem kivot, Mahutul Yolam Vat Kide Shalola Skirshim Shamayin Levatalam.